Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Well, sad news for a lot of pantomimes, which are unique performance here and in the UK every year. They don't exist really in any other country, but they are part of Gaiety pantomime, for example, has been going since 1873. Nearly 150 years at this stage. And the Minister, Minister Martin of the Department of Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaelic, Sport and Media announced a 5 million grants this morning for events over the Christmas period and indeed beyond. Now, there are a number of pantomimes in it. The Olympia pantomime is getting a significant amount of money. The Vicar Street, for example, is getting 400,000. The community panto in the Civic Theatre is getting 20,000. The panto in the Helix in Dublin is getting 60,000. And the Olympia is getting 300,000. Vicar Street is getting 400,000 euro for events. As I say, the Olympia is getting 300,000 for their pantomime. But one pantomime that's missing, and I'm sure there are a few, so please let us know. I can't see one in Cork, which is normally a great. I know the Gaiety one has been postponed for a year, The Little Mermaid, until 2021-22, if you follow me, December, November, 12 months. But Alan Hughes has contacted us from Sammy Sausage's The Tivoli Panto, as it was known, over the Cheerios Panto. It's been going for many years now, Alan.
Joe, we're going 23 years, would you believe, as independent producers and starring in it. And I think we're the longest independent producers going. And I know, look, you've been had sad stories on your show today, mm-hmm. and people are suffering around the country. But we're heartbroken, I have to say. I'm heartbroken today because mm-hmm. I literally thought that the idea of this was to give independent producers like ourselves and not big companies the chance to maybe do something for Christmas. And as like we go out, we put our own money on the line every year, mm-hmm. and we take the chance every year and we go for it, and we just supply great entertainment for 23 years solid without a break. And this is just a real blow to the chest this morning. And it really is. Devastated for the crew, yeah. for the cast. We have a crew cast all ready to go, Joe, all ready to entertain kids who know Sammy Sausages and Buffy over the years. And it's just, some of it I just don't understand, because a lot of it and where the money has gone to just bewilders me, to be honest with you.
And first of all, you did apply, Alan. How much did much did you apply for within the guidelines?
We were applying for just over 300,000 to try and stage it for 6 weeks. And that would be because we would have limited capacity.
Of course.
And we would, you know, so we were applying that we could only have maybe about 100 people per show. So the actual... And we had also put in, Joe, that we were in the position of streaming it so people who couldn't get in could see it. And we had all this planned and all this mm-hmm. ready. And we thought that we would get some word back somewhere, not even an email. I was getting phone calls all morning from people going, I cannot believe as an independent producer, you and Carl, for 23 years have not even got an email to say, God, you haven't got a penny from the department.
And have you been told why, Alan?
No, and we've put in, we've sent them an email and we've put in calls and nobody's got back to us.
But in the application form, was there anything in it that you could not fill in? For example, did they say it must be in a permanent venue?
No, we had the venue.
Oh, had you?
We
okay,
had the
sorry.
Venue.
I know last year it was a big top. It was fantastic.
No, we had a great agreement with the RDS to do it in the Shelburne Hall, and where we would be COVID-friendly.
I didn't know. Yeah.
We were doing it in pods of six or eight, so people could come in their family pods. We had all this set up. We had other ideas for them, and we were literally going, look, if this doesn't work out, mm-hmm. if we'd only go back to level three, we had other ideas, and we just wanted someone to go back and talk to us to go, what are your other ideas? What's going on? And, like, there's like, I know you were saying the Olympia. I assumed, and we assumed, that it was one premises, one grant. The Olympia seemingly has two grants for 300,000 each. That's 600,000 going to one theatre for Christmas for two shows. Now, I don't begrudge anybody that, but I just assumed that it was one venue would get a grant, which to me is fair. There's other places around the country that have producers that aren't even Irish and don't spend tax here or actually like spend our profits in Ireland the way we do. So there's things like that that I'm just devastated for our fans who can't come to Panto and for people who are... Congratulations to everybody who's got it. But I just thought the department could have at least contacted us before. I was getting calls from people this morning going, I cannot believe, as an independent producer, and that's what I thought this was supporting.
Okay, hang on. Just, I know, and I take a point that, and we all agree, I think... Live music, and we won't have venues fighting among each other. But the pantomime live in the Olympia Theatre got 300 grand. The Olympia Theatre UC, I don't know what that stands for. The Christmas performances at the Olympia, so that's separate. That's another 300 grand.
Yeah, so they're after getting 600 grand for December.
So they're actually getting just short of. It's 5 million. So it's one eighth of the amount. That was allocated for the whole country.
Whole country, yeah.
Now, I know it's a fantastic venue and we love it and great history.
Oh, we love it. I love going there. But I'm just going, I've no idea how that happens or where, why, you know.
The Grand Social, which is a pub, as you know.
And Joe, the Olympia is owned by Live Nation, who are the biggest people in like music in the world. I mean, and the UK and in the world. I mean, they don't need the few bob. We need the few bob. We're independent producers, you know.
What's your point about the Limerick one? You say.
Well, the Limerick one has a.
Is that a community one like your one, so to speak?
No, it's in the concert hall in Limerick.
Yeah.
And it's produced by a Scottish producer.
And they come in, that's all they do every year in the.
They come in and
in that
and
venue.
He hires out the venue, but he's a Scottish producer. He doesn't pay tax in this country. Maybe he does, but he lives in Scotland. So he's a Scottish producer that comes in here. He's not an Irish producer. And I just, like, I've no sort of saying he puts on a great show, but does he spend his money, his profits in Ireland like we do? No. And he's getting 400,000. I just, like, to
well,
me,
it is. Yeah, but is it that the Olympia, they're two different producers, like the Panto was produced by Pat Egan, isn't it?
We were under the assumption that one venue, one grant. And that was the thing. And do not think that's fair. One venue, spread this across the country. I think I see very little in Cork. I see very little in Galway. I'm sure people in Galway are crying out for their live entertainment. We had other options then if they'd have come back to us and said, look at, and I mean, are we going, is all this money being given out and then a performance can't go ahead? I mean, this is what, like, I don't know what's going on. I would have loved that somebody from the department had contacted us and that I wasn't left getting phone calls this morning going, sorry, I can't believe you're not on the list. As two lads who go out every year, put their own cash up, stump their own money up every year, not as part of a big company or as a big organisation. Mm-hmm. It's our money, we risk it, and we do it every year. And to all our fans out there, I just want to say, we're good at, myself and Carl are good at that, we can't bring you the Cheerios Panto this year. Hopefully we will try and do something. But like, that's us now scrambling around because we thought there would be something for us.
Okay, which Panto were you producing this year?
We wanted to do Peter Pan.
Okay.
So that was our
So what? So what? What is? Are you going to reconsider? Are you going to?
We'd love
cancel?
To know. We'd love to. Well, I mean, we have asked. We've made calls to the department, just going, what was the rationale that, the as you sort of say, 600,000 goes to one venue, 400,000 goes to Limerick, which is fine. But to somebody like, I don't know whether that crew comes over from Scotland or whether I know the cast is all Irish that they hire. But I'm just wondering, like, we would have loved a call. We would have loved an email going, do you know what? Because we're gutted today. And I know, Joe, I know there's bigger problems. And there's so many people suffering at the moment. But there's so many people who email us all the time going, Alan, I love you. I love Sammy Sausages. I love you and Carl. You are great at what you do. You bring so much joy at Christmas.
I know, it is a brilliant panto.
And that's gone. And, like, It was the fact that we're two lads, independent producers. We're not the big
who else? Like, I see again a lot of pubs, Brookview taverns. I'm sure they're all, but quite a few pubs have got grants for live music. Well, that's understandable.
And yeah, I believe it's 1.6 million the pubs have got or something like that. Sure, they're not going to open. I don't understand that. Could we not, like, if the pubs are not going to open? And we know the government have said the pubs are not going to open till next March. How are they getting 1.6 million in grants to put on live entertainment?
And could you go without that government grant? Could you go ahead without losing money?
We're taking a huge chance and we're taking huge risk. We can't. No, we can't. I mean, all we needed was something that would sort of help these small independent producers. Like, we're not one of the big boys.
Say with us, Alan, because not one of the big boys either is Duffy Circus, Ireland's oldest circus, which David Duffy. David, good afternoon.
Yeah, hi. Afternoon, Joe.
I know you were heartbroken, yourself and your family and all your performers, when you had to take down the big top last March, the beginning of your season. Did you apply for one of these grants to try and do something over the next 6 or 7 months, David?
Yeah, we did, Joe. Yeah, we put in an application to put a Christmas circus on in the grounds of the RHK.
The Royal Hospital of Kilmainham, yeah.
Yeah, where Alan was last year.
Great venue.
We thought that we had made a good case in the application. You know, with us being in a circus tent, obviously with the size of it, you know, with it being able to circulate the air, with it being again, you know, the only, you know, again, I think circus has been forgotten about. I think the grants that were put out was supposed to cover all aspects of art, but I think circuses has.
So did you apply? Did you specifically apply for one of these grants, David?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we did.
Did you get it sent?
No. We were just made aware this morning of the list, and we weren't on it.
But did you get an email saying, sorry?
No.
See, that's the thing, Joe. I mean, they just published a list without even informing. This has been going on for months, Joe. These applications weeks and weeks ago.
And were they detailed applications, Alan?
28 pages.
And yeah, there was a lot involved in it, wasn't there, Alan?
There was a lot, well, maybe not 28 pages, but there was a lot of work. You had to supply 3 years accounts. You had to apply. I mean, it was weeks of work to apply.
Yeah, and like to put in, you know, costs, like, you know, that was going to, that had to be incurred. You had to get quotes from different people. But again, I mean, you know, as Alan has rightly said, I mean, it is disappointing that, you know, like, we haven't been told anything. And yeah, we put an application in, I think, maybe 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. I would imagine, you know, Alan and Carl had maybe done it around the sort of same time. And yes, there was a lot of time, a lot of preparing. And obviously, because it was getting later and later and getting no word, we were planning and making sure that if we got to go ahead, that we would be able to put a show together. But unfortunately, and I say, you know, like Alan and Carl, we're performers, we're entertainers, and we really, really wanted the opportunity to get back and
David,
in front of a live audience.
Did you get anywhere in the last 9 months, since March, effectively?
No.
Did you get anywhere in arguing, listen, we are effectively, especially during the summer, we can effectively be an open-air performance?
I mean, you know, we spoke to different departments, and every time we were kind of, you know, getting into a little bit of a dialogue, then there was another lockdown or other restrictions. But no, we didn't get anything.
Okay.
And like, it kind of even looks now that even with the CRSS, that we're going to fall out of that crack as well, because, you know, we're not actually working from our premises. So,
Joe, can I say something, Joe,
Alan,
as well?
Yes, Alan, yes.
In the initial application, seemingly you had to have a track record. Obviously, because this money was there, they didn't want people coming in just applying for a grant. But there's a good few people that I'm looking at this and going, do they have a track record on this kind of performance that they've got the grant for? And I know for a fact there was people like 8, 9 o'clock last night getting calls from the department to tell them, oh, we're issuing this list, you're on it. And then there's other people who just found out this morning they were on it without a call. So it's like, it seemed like a bit of a last minute scramble from the department. But I mean,
why did it take a scunder against Duffy Circus and Sammy Sausages?
I don't know. Like, independent. Well, as I said, Joe, I just thought we're not big guys who maybe have a bit more power when it comes to government, or to say we're just small independent producers who try to make a living out of this every year, and that's what we do.
David, we know that the Greens hate circuses, and you don't have wild animals, so I don't know why they hate Duffy Circus or any circus. The circus are the first live performance that most children in Ireland will ever see. David, why has circus been so badly treated? Is it the Are they people snobbish about circus? You're not the Abbey Theatre, you're not Opera Ireland, you're not the Wexford Opera Festival, you're not.
I'd like to think not, Joe. I mean, I really don't want to go, I really don't want to go down
Hang on, what's the maximum grant you've ever got from the Arts Council?
75,000.
And as you know, the Abbey Theatre gets close to 11 million every year. You get the maximum you've ever got was 75,000 from the Arts Council.
We've got nothing.
I know.
Nothing. In 22 years, Joe, we have not received €1 from anyone to help put that
Alan,
put our show
Alan,
on.
Alan, I know you have a sponsorship deal with Cheerios, but is there private finance out there? But I can't see how they'll get a return. That's the problem.
See, that's the thing, Joe. And they might pull this year because there mightn't be a show. So if there's no any kind of form of show, that's gone as well. So I mean, we're looking at that. I mean, that helps us to keep our prices lower as well, because we'd be one of the lowest on any panto in Dublin. We are the lowest price tickets in any panto in Dublin, and myself and Carl have always tried to do that because of our fans, and we just think of our fans. And that's why I'm saying, you're sort of saying, we like to hear that, and I fair play to any circus or anybody who can get a grant. We've never asked for a penny in 22 years of putting on shows. We've never asked for a penny. Carl hasn't earned a penny this year, not 1 cent.
We're fairly kind of the same, Alan. Like, you know, like we were closed down from 10th of March, and despite a huge outlay that we've still had with artists being kind of left behind and that. So, since 10th of March, we haven't earned anything. But what I would say, Alan, while you're there, last year, you lost your theatre, and you and Carl got together, and you put your panto on in the Panto Dome. It was a great success. I thought it was brilliant. And I said to you last year that I took my hat off to you for being real showman and making sure the show is going to go on. And you know what, Alan? You'll do it again. I know you need help. We all need help.
Yeah, well, Duffy,
you'll do it again, Alan.
Will Duffy Circus do it again, David?
No, that's another question. I'm being positive for Alan and Carl.
All try and be positive for ourselves.
No, Joe, it's looking very unlikely.
Looking very unlikely?
It's looking very unlikely that Duffy Circus is going to get back out on the road again. I mean, there's no roadmap. There's no sign of anything ever happening with the amount of numbers that we can get inside the circus, so it's not going to be viable. They're talking about March or April, maybe, but we can't keep going on. We just can't keep going on forever thinking,
The last time you were mentioned in the Dáil, You remember this, I remember this. It was by one of the TDs who used the word criminal in the same paragraph as Duffy Circus.
Yes.
It was about another circus. But
yes.
Like,
yes.
The people look down their noses at the circus.
Yeah, well,
people can look up that doll debate themselves. Stay with us, David Duffy, but it'd be terrible if Duffy Circus, as you say, you think it won't go back on the road after 175 years. Stay there, Adam, back after this 5151 Matchant.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Just issued a list of grants of just over 5 million for live performances in the next 6 months, it looks like, and obviously people coming up to Christmas in Ireland especially. There's lots of music venues and pubs who get, and nobody's arguing about that, who put on acts and comedy or whatever. But the big missing one so far as we can see, are Duffy Circus, which David Duffy is saying is gone if they don't get help. The annual panto, the Sammy Sausages and Buffy panto Tivoli was associated with for many years. That didn't get a penny ever either. Stuart O'Connor is producer of the Olympia panto, long-standing and spotlight stage, school and productions. Stuart, you say something was pulled out of a hat.
Well, Joe, I tell you, how are you doing, first
good
of all?
Yeah, good, yeah.
You know, I have great respect for Alan and David, and yeah. I've been talking to Alan several times today. The reality of it is, Joe, is that we applied for the grant like everybody else. I know there's figures floating around, like the Olympia got €600,000. The reality is, Joe, we applied for €600,000, €650,000 actually, to be precise, because that's what it cost to stage the Olympia Panto.
Okay.
Our grant was then, we heard nothing from the department, absolutely nothing, no correspondence whatsoever. I do know people were contacted over the weekend. We heard nothing. We looked at the list, like everybody else this morning, and we were awarded €300,000.
Okay.
Now, the other €300,000 went to, there is another Olympia production, which we know nothing about, that was never in the diary as far as I can see. And there was €300,000 awarded to the Olympia Panto, of which we're now in a position that we've been told, there's your €300,000, put your panto on. We're in a position that we can't do it, Joe. We can't do it on €300,000. I mean, Alan will know the cost involved in the Olympia. Yeah. On half of a grand, we can't do it.
Wow.
So,
are you
with
saying?
All due So, Joe, the reality of it is that I think the department got it wrong. They got it very wrong. Carl and Alan should absolutely be on the list. David should be on the list. And I'm not saying we should have got a full grant, but they know the figures involved in putting the panto on in the Olympia. And they've given us €300,000, which we're very grateful for, but it's just not practical. It can't happen. And
so
while
Stuart,
can I ask you, Stuart,
if you'd have got the full grant, you would have gone full steam ahead this year. Do you know what the other show is even going into the Olympia?
No, I don't, yeah. Alan, because as far as I was concerned, the first 2 weeks in the Olympia are solid booked with gigs, with touring bands coming into the country to perform gigs. Now, they're not eligible for this grant. So somebody else has put in for a grant that on the back of getting the grant, they're going to put something into the Olympia for the first 2 weeks in December. You don't know, I don't know, and we don't know what's happening.
Wow, that's incredible.
So, Stuart, what panto were you due to put on in the Olympia?
We were due to do Frozen 2, Joe, which is basically a take on Frozen.
Okay.
We're 15 years there. We played, we have, you know, a big stellar
cast.
It's
great. And you've had Jedward and you've had great.
Yeah.
You've had Rowley, you've had Al, you've had great performers.
Exactly. And
yeah.
Our cast wages alone, Joe, is high. And again, the production value is going into.
So, Stuart, you're saying on that $300,000, you can't do it.
We can't do it, Joe.
So, the Gaiety Panto was gone. We know that. That's.
But the Gaiety Panto
was postponed.
Even
didn't apply. You're saying the Olympia Panto was gone on that basis.
Yeah, but I think. I'm not too sure about that, Joe. I think the Gaiety Panto did apply, but they didn't get awarded anything, which is another story in itself. The idea is that we would have gone ahead, full steam ahead, on a full grant, but the grants were very unfairly divided.
And when do you have to, it's now November, when do you have to decide, Stuart, whether the panto was going ahead or not?
Well, we've emailed the department 3 times in the last 12 hours, and there's not, and we've rang.
And what are you saying? What are you saying to them?
We're saying to them that we need to talk to them, that we need correspondence, we need some.
By the way,
did
anyone go in? Were the pantomime people, because pantomime is very unique to Ireland and the UK, very unique.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Doesn't exist in the States as a form. It doesn't exist. There's some variations in parts of Germany, but it doesn't exist anywhere else. And it's a very unique form of entertainment, and it's unique to Ireland and the UK. Was that argument put forward? Listen, if you don't do Panto 1 year, you're losing all those skills, you're losing all those children to that type of incredible performance.
I mean, you'd think they would have asked us individually, even. Like, well, I spoke to Stuart this morning, and Stuart sort of said, it's an awful pity they didn't contact all the people who were doing that and going, look at lads, what can you all pull together? Okay.
Robert C. Kelly has contacted us from Glasgow. Robert, good afternoon. You produced the Panto in Limerick.
I do.
And how much grant did you get, Robert?
We were granted €400,000, which is less than we asked for, but we agreed with the department we would still be able to do something.
So the Limerick Panto was going ahead.
The Limerick is. But I have to take exception. I've had my phone absolutely exploded about 10 minutes ago with people saying that Alan's been on suggesting that I'm not an Irish company, that I only turn up once a year to do a show and I don't pay Irish tax. None of those things are true.
Go ahead, yeah. Robert, brief. Let you back in on. Go ahead, Robert.
No, well, that's
just
my point.
Just clarify, you do.
What?
Okay. Well, do you produce
that
anything?
Do
you produce anything else in Ireland in a 12-month cycle, Robert?
I do. I produce in the Gaiety and just about every other theatre in Ireland. We're doing Friends, the musical parody, which has been delayed several times in the board. Gosh, we've got Menopause, the musical in the Gaiety. We produce across the whole of Ireland every single year. I would think we would produce at least 8 to 10 weeks of theatre, more than most Irish producers would create. It's an absolutely shocking assertion, and I'm astounded at it.
Okay, I said that a Scottish producer was doing it, Robert. That's all I said. I said independent Irish producers who are paying their taxes here and paying their profits here that were being ignored.
And that's
ignored.
Where I pay my tax as well, Ireland.
Okay.
And to bring my race into it, I think is absolutely shocking. I have invested heavily in Irish theatre for many, many, many years. You're the person who does one show a year, not me.
We do other shows as well.
I'm not aware of any of them.
Okay, Robert, we're happy. Hang on, just for Joe, I want to concentrate on Robert for a sec because he deserves a right reply, and I hope he's got his. If he wants to add more, he can. Robert, your point is you do pay tax in Ireland. That's your point, and you want to clarify that.
That's true.
Okay. Now, how much did you apply for this year, Robert, to try and keep the Limerick Panto going?
We applied for about 470,000.
And you got 400.
We got 400.
So, and what's the Panto this year called?
It's going to be Jack and the Beanstalk.
Well, you did well at the top of that beanstalk now, Robert. There was...
Well, listen, what the boys are all saying, I think, is it takes an awful lot of money to put pantomime on.
I know that.
But this is... I think what we're missing the point here is... I know that they're on complaining because they didn't get the money, and I feel sorry for them because I know them all personally. I don't know the gentleman from the circus, but I know the boys personally. But what I think is important here, if there's a positive in this, is that this industry has been completely and utterly closed down since March.
Yeah.
And what we have here with that money from the department is the opportunity to get freelancers back out of the house and back working. And that's not just the actors and the musicians. That's the guys who do the rigging and the trucking and the busing.
And Robert,
who work backstage. That's what the money is for.
Here. And I take it, and your situation is clarified. Thank you for doing that, Robert. Now, Robert, do you know what is the situation with Panto in Scotland, Wales and England this year?
Well,
do you know?
It's different. Those are all devolved nations now, unfortunately.
Yeah, of course,
so every single one of them is a separate thing.
Okay.
Scotland is completely closed. England is going ahead in certain venues.
Okay, Robert, are you happy that that's clarified?
I am, thank you.
Okay, and I appreciate your call. Alan, I know the general point, and people are deeply upset. I can see the callers.
And Joe, we're all on the same side.
I know, we're
all
on the same
side here.
Okay,
I was literally saying that Irish producers who, and I know that Robert does bring lots of theatre to Ireland, but I'm just sort of saying, look, we've been doing it for 22 years. We've never asked for a penny.
Okay.
Joe, if I could just say one thing
briefly
before I go.
Stuart, yeah.
Just literally, the
He's
point
behind
is,
you, Stuart. I'm way over time. Ray Darcy is behind
me. The department actually
yes,
got this
is.
Wrong.
Okay.
They got it wrong.
And
I
it's very serious. It's very serious for performance.
And the Olympic
I know it's two separate tracks. I know.
$300,000,
okay. Back after this.
And
back after this.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Carpenter saying with the pilot scheme with exceptional demand extended next year. Panto is Irish and the UK. We need Panto and we need Duffy Circus and a lot of other things. But anyway, that's the point people were making. Back tomorrow at 1:45. Lisa Marie Berry is next and Ray Darcy is behind me. He's behind me. Live.